We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jessica Camerato, NBC Sports Philly. She was there just a little while ago when Joel Embiid didn't hide his feelings about the minutes restrictions. Jessica, it's Chris and Ike. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. We appreciate a couple of minutes.
What's up, Jessica?
Well,
hey there.
Give us a sense here, Jessica. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ticked off was Joel? Because you can't really tell from the way he's talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when players are upset, like maybe they take a day and then they simmer down. But today he's amped up today. On a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I think the quote from him speak for itself. He's not holding back at all. This is a guy that wants to be on the court almost 8 minutes more than it looks like he's going to be able to be. He was thinking he's going to be able to play 16 minutes when it comes down to it, but he was actually eyeing more like 24 minutes. And so it's a huge difference. It's less than he played last opening night. He just signed this huge contract. He understands, you know, he's the centerpiece of this team and he is the key to them winning. He understands that if he's not on the court, the Sixers are at a very big disadvantage, especially when they have a tough schedule coming up. So he just wants to be out there, and he's letting it be known.
Yeah, that was the thing. The only reason I asked that question is because he went on later to kind of say, oh, you just got to trust how it all works out, but it felt kind of empty the way he was saying that.
Yeah, there's the reality of the situation. Like, there's what's actually happening and then how he, you know, there's logic and then emotion. He understands that he has to follow the medical staff. They're doing all this scientific work and, you know, monitoring him and doing all these formulas and medical things that we don't have access to in our, you know, in their medical world. And at the same time, he just wants to play basketball. And he feels like he shouldn't have minute restrictions. He went through all of this last season. I think he was hoping it was going to be different. And his thing is, look, if I feel good and if I can stay on the court, then just let me play. But the science and medical aspect of it is, but if you play X number more minutes, you know, maybe this could happen and this isn't the best for the health. So he's coming at it from a different perspective than the whole scientific analytical part of it.
I guess if I'm a fan, Jessica, I'm certainly encouraged that he doesn't seem to feel like there should be anything health-wise keeping him off the court and he wants to play. That certainly sounds encouraging. And it makes a fan feel a little more comfortable to know that at least he's not some sort of malingering type of an athlete who doesn't want to get out there and play. So I like that part of it. I'm wondering, A, he seemed surprised when he found out about these minute restrictions. And then B, is Brett Brown, I mean, was Brett Brown sort of told this, or is this Brett Brown's sort of decision to do?
No, this isn't Brett Brown's decision. He says, you know, he's the receiver of information, as is Joel Embiid. So it really does not come from the coaching staff and from Embiid. Mm-hmm. And when these minutes are handed down, then, you know, it impacts everybody. And both Brett Brown and Embiid were pointing out that when you only have X number of minutes to play him, you're now faced with the question of, all right, well, what do you do with those minutes? You know, last year we saw him played in these 4 minute segments, just trying to have him available at the end of the game. Now Brett Brown's saying, well, maybe we should just use them all up in the first half. Because Embiid was pointing out, if he plays to start the third quarter, he estimated it something like 16 minutes before he'd be able to get back into the game to end it in the fourth. If you're resting for 16 minutes, let's say, you lose that rhythm, you know, your body gets kind of out of it, so he wants something more consistent. If the minutes are consistent, they would have to be used up in one half. So they're trying to find this balance of how do you keep him fresh, how do you keep him most effective, how do you win games, but how do you follow this medical protocol?
Jessica Camerato, Sixers insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia. So how long are we going to be talking about this? Is there going to come a point this season where we're actually not still held back by minutes restrictions for Joel Embiid?
I don't know if I'm ready to stamp off on this. I mean, this is a player that they've been watching so carefully, And now you've signed him to a contract extension. You want him to be healthy for the entire duration of it. So their goal for him is to be healthy. You know, they're eyeing the playoffs, right? So they want him to be healthy in April, potentially in a May situation, and then for the remaining years left on those deals. So I would expect there to be some type of limitation on him. And even if there isn't a hard, fast number, coaches are still giving guidelines. You know, like, players just don't go out and play 48 minutes every game.
Right.
Even if it's not like a hard, fast minute restrictions, you're still going to have these suggested amount of minutes. And that's what we see with players all around the league.
Yeah, I'm sort of okay with that. I think from my perspective, just when I hear minutes restrictions, it just sends me back to a bad place, whereas I want to feel comfortable with him being. And he certainly looks like he's fine. Just watching him in the little time that we got to watch him in the preseason, he doesn't seem to be laboring up and down the court. He certainly has his confidence going, so we know that's for sure. And his game looks on par. I just think when we hear these restrictions, it makes us think like, oh, God, when's the other shoe going to drop when it concerns this kid?
Right. The term restrictions has a lot of connotations with it. And the thing also, too, is when you have that you know, set-in-stone minute restriction, that's when you run into situations like we saw last year when it's, like, good into overtime. All right, well, you can't play anymore. Like, you literally cannot play in this game, even if they need him to win. So Brett Brown was saying yesterday that he thinks there may be some more of, you know, some wiggle room in that situation where, you know, if, like, the game is on the line, maybe you can stretch his minutes out. But that term minute restrictions, especially given all of the medical history that Embiid's been through, it doesn't have a positive sound to it when you hear it with a player of Embiid's status.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, one question I haven't been able to get answered on Markelle Fultz is he healthy? And if he's not, why is he playing?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's a situation that we're also going to see how it plays out for the, you know, for the duration of the season. He's dealing with soreness in his shoulder, and I asked him before, you know, when exactly did this happen? And he said it's something that's just been ongoing, and he's noticed it. So you're not pointing to, like, one specific play where he fell on it, and this has been something that's lingering. That's going to be something to watch, because if it continues to affect his shot and affect his offense the way that it is, if he's not going to be able to get on the court and do what the Sixers need him to do, will he miss some playing time? What kind of restrictions will he be on? It's too soon to answer all these questions because he's barely played in preseason, let alone an official NBA game. But I do agree with you. There's a lot of questions surrounding that situation. I think it's going to have to play out a little bit.
Jess, appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for popping on. And this is just, I feel like this isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, you guys know where to reach me.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jessica.
We'll probably be talking about it again shortly. Jessica Camerato, Sixers Insider for NBC Sports Philadelphia. It's mind-blowing.
It's a bummer. It's really what it is. It's a downer, man.
But just as an aside, and look, I know this has been an incredibly unique situation over the last 5 years, okay?
Yeah.
I have never seen anything like this when it comes to how injuries are handled.
No.
And I've covered the Mets for 5 years.
Yeah, and listen.
And they were worse at it.
He's not the first athlete in the NBA to come back from an injury. Guys come back from injuries. Guys come back from injuries, man, and they just play. And he's young. And you would think he would be able to bounce back from this stuff. Listen, I get it. They invested a lot of money in him. So they want to make sure you get the money's worth. I get it. I get that part of it. I get that part of it. I really do.
Kyle's in Feasterville. Kyle, I don't get this. Do you?
I don't either. I understand why he's upset. He just signed that contract. And you know, I don't know who has more passion, him or Carson Wentz.
Look, I want.
It gets displayed a little differently.
It does. And frankly,
and expressed a little differently.
I actually don't know the answer to that because I haven't seen Joel enough to know. Who do you not want to go to a party and throw axes with?
I mean, who else but the axe man himself, Jeremiah Trotter?
Yeah.
I'd kind of trust him with the axe.
Well, I don't know many people that can handle it better than Jeremiah.
251. Carlin and Reese, 888-729-9494. Oh, all of that, I want to remind you about our official Sixers watch party That's coming up tomorrow night at Xfinity Live. This is going to be a party.
Watch Joel Embiid for 16 minutes.
Get there early. Get there early. It is Wednesday night from 6 to 10 at Xfinity Live. Oh, did we mention? It's free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.